Among them were some remarkable men, one of whom was the Emperor Trajan. He lived about 100 years after Christ, and long after his death people were still talking about his justice and his gentleness. Trajan's troops had crossed the Danube once again into what is now Hungary and Romania. Making that land a Roman province would also make the empire safer. The country they conquered was known as Dacia. Once it had become Roman and its inhabitants began to speak Latin, Dacia became Romania. But Trajan didn't only lead military expeditions. He made Rome beautiful with glorious squares. Whole hills were leveled to make room for them. Then he commissioned a Greek architect to build temples and shops, law courts, colonnades and monuments. You can still see their ruins in Rome today. The emperors who followed Trajan also took good care of their empire and defended its frontiers, especially the emperor Marcus Aurelius, who reigned between 161 and 180 and spent much of his time in garrisons on the Danube, at Carnuntum and at Vindobona, which is what Vienna used to be called.